Prologue. The truth will set you free, but first it will piss you off. Gloria Steinem. How do I know the truth? My uncle ruined my childhood. Everyone thought he was such a nice guy. But when we were alone, he would do things to me that no one else knew about. I never told anyone. I believed it was better for everyone if I kept it to myself. But when I became a teenager, I started to feel angry. I felt completely alone. Sometimes I was okay, like really okay in moments. And sometimes I felt nothing at all, like I was numb. Sometimes my thoughts went so fast, I believed I would never feel happy again. It was exhausting. A few times, I wanted to die. 20 years after the abuse, I finally spoke about it. My uncle went to prison. I've now worked all over the world, encouraging people to talk about the abuse they've suffered, to help them begin to heal. I received a letter from a child who had recently suffered abuse, asking what had helped me recover. As I wrote back, I realized I was telling this child all of the things that no one told me. The truth, that I needed to know when I was 13, but none of the adults around me knew or were willing to tell me. I had to search for years to find these answers for myself. You have been through enough already. You shouldn't have to search for years like I did. You are about to learn the truth that you need to know right now, so you can take back control of the rest of your life. Recovery is a direction, not a destination. You're either getting better or you're not. And getting back to a good place after what they did to you can take a while. It's so unfair. But if you think about it, the sooner you start this healing, the sooner you'll be okay again. So let's just get on with it. Recovery happens in three phases. Phase one, discovering the truth. Phase two, understanding the truth. Phase three, believing the truth. You're nailing phase one right now just by reading this book. Well done you. Phase two might happen at the same time, though some truths can be confusing. Take as long as you need. Listen to this book as many times as you want. The third and final phase is the simplest and the hardest. It might take years. I know, it's so not fair. But there are ways to speed up this process. And the good news is, you're starting now. You're beginning your recovery long before I did. Again, well done you. Think of how many people still don't know the truth or even where to find it. Some people who were abused during their childhood never heal. So the person who ruined their childhood also ruined the rest of their lives. That will not happen to you. You're taking control back just by continuing to listen. I am proud of you for opening this book. Be brave and keep listening. You're going to be okay.